Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Another week and lots of cool stuff to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, Don, one of the biggest boat shows in the water ever, and a couple more things, too. So we'll be right back with that and more. Hang tight. Ashkenham Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenham offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies? Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you, Donald.
Yeah, it's good to be seen.
I was unable to communicate last week, so apologies to listeners for that. I was in Fort Lauderdale and had no signal to do a deal from the hotel room. It was spotty, which is weird.
You're in a big city there. That's why I was kind of surprised that you'd have trouble.
Well, and being at the show, trying to find some place to do it at the show was the other part, because I thought, well, I'll try and do it at the show, and there's nowhere where I could do it at the show and have laptop and work at the same time. So it made it very difficult, let's put it that way.
Uh-huh.
So, but nonetheless, we're here.
We're here this week.
And the show was amazing. If you've never been or heard of the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show, they call it FLIBS, Fort
Lauderdale. Is this show open to the public?
It is open to the public.
Okay.
And it is amazing, I will say that. The number of large boats, the number of accessories, the number of things going on. There's actually two locations. It's similar to Miami. If you haven't been to Miami, I'll describe it to you. But they've got a convention center that has all the boats and the retailers that are at that location, plus some other smaller. So imagine the Minneapolis Convention Center or something similar. That size, big, massive, with good-sized boats.
You're talking a trade show floor.
Yeah. You know, the convention center type scenario.
Yep.
That's full of small to medium boats, meaning upwards of 45-footers.
Sure.
Then you go to a separate site that's about 3 miles away, 2 miles away, 3 miles away.
So the convention center is not on the water?
It's close, but not there.
Well,
so they have a marina. Yeah, I mean, but they're right near the water. But you go further up the shore or the inland waterway area, or that waterway.
Larger marina.
Yeah, and it's the big area for the in-water aspect of it. And there's more boats there than any boat show in the world, and it is beyond belief.
More than at Miami?
Yeah. More boats than Miami. But see, that's the difference. It's the largest in-water boat show. Miami is one of the largest boat shows.
I'm guessing other than Lake Michigan or Superior, we're probably not seeing many of those types of boats on the water in the Midwest.
Of the bigger size, yes. The number of center console boats and some of the new Axopar, they've come up with a boat that's pretty amazing. It's a full, like a cab boat, but luxury, indoor, so you could be warm inside, and they call it similar to what's referred to as an Alaskan bulkhead, where it's a full cab in the center, and air conditioning, heat, full little kitchen thing. Underneath, they've got a forward berth, and out back, you could be set up for fishing with downriggers, etc., but they've got a variety of them out there. And
so how big of a mortgage would you have to get?
Well, you know, probably a fair size. You know, that's right around that Right around that four bill mark.
Yeah. Ouch. You know?
There's another company that does customs. Get this. So if you want to look it up, guys, this is crazy. It's a company called Brabus. They do customized Bentleys and high-end vehicles. So what they'll do is they'll take a Bentley and they'll go in, tear apart the interior. They'll take the interior out.
Of a Bentley?
Of a Bentley. Then they redo that, reupholster, redo the dashes, redo the exterior. They'll make it look like, they're carbon fiber, hood scoops, different brake calipers with the branding on it. The interior will contrast with red and different stitching. And the bottom line is you can buy what would be referred to a Bentley that would look like kind of a Jeep, right?
Okay.
Around $497,000.
Yeah.
Small four-door Jeep, Don.
Right.
You know, kind of a square blockish shape.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. But they do the same to the boats, which is amazing. They're just completely customized. And this is the variety of what goes on at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. They have such a large variety. So you've got boats from 18 feet to 250 feet. With
yachts,
hot tubs, and two levels,
helicopter pads,
helicopter pad, a court. Well,
of course,
Don, what 250 foot boat? I mean, you would be remiss if you didn't have a helicopter on your boat. So that was one of those awakenings that you know, this is like the 1%er of the 1%, but they're there.
Yeah, I mean, like I was fortunate to be in a marina in the Bahamas one time, and it's an eye opener. There's somebody in the world's got a lot of money.
Yeah, and designers. A lot of money. Well, and you think about the designs that go into these boats. Now, a lot of the designs have changed. So if you look, they're not the classic swept back bows on a lot of these boats. They're going to what's called, if you're into the military, the Zumwalt style, the stealth. The bow goes kind of forward a little bit, and a different look to it. But they're also finding how those are really the wave and how they're attacking them. Like I said, the Axopar, they're using those in a lot of the pilot boat types. The rescue boats out in the English Channel, they're using these boats because they're literally almost the unsinkable scenario, but they ride the waves differently than the classic hulls did. So a lot of development in hulls is taking place right now, and you can see that transition and constructions and how they're doing that kind of thing. So really blows you away. I mean, you're looking at dashboard graphics, they're all flat panel screen.
Oh, sure.
And it's transitioning to our, the upper Midwest side. We're getting those flat panel screens. So.
Just out of curiosity, how many electric boats did you see?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Totally electric
not,
boats.
Yeah, not necessarily, the go fast, but there's a lot of boats that were approaching that electric side, still not able to really get to where they need to be. That's going to be a ways out, quite a ways, in fact, I would say. So don't look for them in your neighborhood store anytime soon.
Okay.
So, well, tell you what, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. More Valley Outdoors and some cool stories coming up. Hang tight.